Hello, everybody. This is DJ Business. You're also here with DJ Nunya.
Hey, yo.
It is currently 2:01 p.m. in the afternoon, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yay.
The first song I want to start us off with is called Sweet Jane by the Cowboy Junkies, and I'm playing this because I think my dad is listening right now, and I heard about this song from him, and I think it's better than the Velvet Underground version. So, Robert, this song is in honor of you listening. I'm not sure if you're even hearing this, but let's get started.
Shout out to the dads.
Shout out to the dads of the world.
Ever had a heart, wouldn't turn around and break it, and anyone who's ever played a part, wouldn't turn around and hate it, sweet Jane.
Anyone has ever split.
That was Rumble by Link Ray. Thank you so much. That was courtesy of Elia.
Hey, yay, yay, yay.
That's right. We're starting off a little slow today. We've got some mellow beats, right? How are you feeling about that, Elia?
Well, I don't know if they can hear me because my mic's off.
Oh, I accidentally did not turn her mic on. Give me 5 seconds. That's embarrassing.
No, it's all good. How am I feeling about the music, about the day?
What's our trajectory for the day? What's our course of action on the show?
You know, I'm feeling songs like the ones that we just played, a little bit chill, but a little more, I would call that mid to old rocky. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
rocky
yeah.
Is rock.
That song is from 69.
There we go. That's old.
That is archaic.
Oh my god, like anyone
still hits though.
Yeah, oh, still does. I'm sorry if anyone was born 1969 or earlier or after.
My dad was born in 68. Sorry, dad.
Oh, sorry, dad. My dad actually was born in 50.
Woo!
Yeah, baby boomers.
All right.
Shout out to all the baby boomers.
Well, I've got to say, I've got some more upbeat stuff on my repertoire for today.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie and I curated our songs independent from one another today, so it's kind of a surprise.
It's kind of nice, though.
It is kind of nice.
I'm building a little bit off.
Okay.
You know, that was like my interlude song, actually.
Oh, I was going to say that's a perfect interlude. I'm into it.
Yeah, because, you know, I think we're going to go a little bit up.
We are.
Yeah.
I have one more mellow song. I just wanted to play a song from the new Beach House album called Once Twice Melody. This song is also called Once Twice Melody.
Now that's hilarious.
I know. A little throwback.
TBT.
I was very into Beach House in high school. Somber. Somber. Sad music.
But then we'll go back up.
We're gonna go back up.
I got a 90 on my epidemiology homework.
Let's celebrate. Yeah. I've got some High Life and Afrobeat coming up.
And I have
and Doja Cat maybe.
Oh, I did get a request for Taylor Swift today, but
we can throw Taylor Swift in there, why not?
You know what? She got the new one. I will say I wanna do another Killers song. I got T-Rex.
Okay. I think I know like one T-Rex song.
This might be the one that you know.
Excellent.
I can't wait.
All right. We're going to hit you with Once Twice Melody. Mm-hmm. And then from that point, we're going to really pick it up.
Yeah, so just tune on in. Get your friends to listen.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You were standing with your girlfriends in the street, falling back on forever. I wonder what you came to be. I was new in town, the boy with the eager eyes. I never was a quitter, oblivious to schoolgirls' lies. And when I look back on those neon nights, the leather seat, the passage right, I feel the heat, I see the light. We miss atomic bomb, making out, we got the radio on. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Racing shadows in the moonlight, through the desert on a hot night. And for a second there we'd won. Yeah, we were innocent and young. We'll be right back.
Everybody That Was Banging Gong, Get It On by T-Rex. Thank you, Elia, for that one. T-Rex. And before that was Miss Atomic Bomb by The Killers, is also promised by Elia. Yay! As you can see, we're getting a little more upbeat. So now comes in my promise of high life and Afrobeat. We have an Ebo Taylor song. Let me put y'all onto someone.
I'm ready.
Elia's ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is Ebo Taylor. He is a Ghanaian composer and multi-instrumentalist. This guy's a legend. Like, absolute legend, popular in the 50s and 60s. Whoa. This particular album the song's off is called Life Stories, and it was recorded in 77. This song, I don't know what else to say about it besides the fact that it's absolutely epic.
Oh, I cannot wait.
From the very beginning, I'm grooving. I'm having a good time. If you're not having a good time listening to this song,
just think a little.
Sit and think on it.
Get a snack, come back.
Take a snack, come back, listen to it again. Get into it, yeah. I recommend another really popular song of his. It's called Love and Death. Another great one. But today I will be playing Peace on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love that title, Peace on Earth?
That's how I'm feeling right now.
I know, it's so positive, uh-huh. Uplifting, and fun.
Yeah.
All right.
For the freaking weekend.
For the weekend. Get ready for the weekend, baby.
Get ready for the freaking weekend.
All right. Here is Peace on Earth. We'll be right back.
times are hard. You're afraid to pay the fee, so you find yourself somebody who can do the job for free. When you need a bit of loving, 'cause your man is out of town, that's the time you get me running, and you know I'll be
to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah.
Light the candle, put the lock upon the door. You have sent the maid home early, like a thousand times before. Like the castle in his corner, in a medieval game, I foresee terrible trouble, and I stay here just the same.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah.
So that was Dirty Work by Steely Dan. Hope everyone enjoyed that one. Personally, we heard that at the school coffee shop recently, and it was just on repeat in our suite since then. I'm feeling it, you know. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah.
Will not be doing the dirty work.
No dirty work will be being done today. So but you know what will be done today? Reading a PSA, as is our civic duty. Here are some numbers to think about the world wealth distribution. Now, everyone, mind you, this data is from 2015, but I still think it, you know, something to think about. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017, World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Why don't we just think about that going into our weekend, going into our Thanksgiving, you know? Thanksgiving's next week. So unfortunately, I know everyone's pretty sad about this. Our radio show will not be playing. Questionable Figures will not be playing next Friday.
I know that copious amounts of tears are being shed.
Yeah.
Enough to form an ocean.
That's why we are trying to give you the best of the best, the top of the chain right now with our music. So next coming up is Sophia. No, you know, or should it be a surprise?
Don't mind me scavenging for a song.
Oh, don't even worry. Oh, this is all thought of before. So everyone, I'm gonna while Sophia thinks of a song, she's got it. I was gonna say a Thanksgiving tradition.
This isn't a Thanksgiving tradition, but I have a Doors song.
No, I was gonna say we should share our Thanksgiving traditions on live WMFO.
What's your Thanksgiving tradition?
Yeah, that's a good question. Every year, wait, I'm turning on your mic. Every year, or no, wait, that's mic two. You're not on mic two now that I'm looking. Which mic is that?
Mic four. Oh, wait, so
I... Yeah, so you never turned on my mic. That's really okay with me. Every year, my family goes to Pennsylvania for approximately 24 hours, and we visit my cousins who live there. And honestly, my favorite Thanksgiving food, because this is a big question, is the salad that my grandpa makes every year. It beats every salad I have for the rest of the year. And if you ever get a chance to eat my grandfather Mati's salads, trust me, you'll be thinking of them every year. So,
salad.
No, it's so good. Because it's, first of all, made with love. You know what I mean? That's obviously number one ingredient. But second, he brings all the vegetables from his little, like, he has a very special array at home. Like, he keeps the lettuce. Each piece of lettuce is in between a paper towel to make sure that the moisture doesn't rot them. He keeps the tomatoes in a very specific place. He takes all the tomatoes out of their, like, packaging and puts them out in a certain way so that they, you know, become ultimate freshness. He only uses the freshest ingredients. He's into this stuff. Like, he's, you know, he's been doing this for
some time. I aspire to be like that.
Oh, yeah, no, and this is, it's a great salad. Oh, every year. Every year, it's amazing.
Thanksgiving traditions for me?
Tweet, 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 tweet. Oh, wait, what is it? Cricket, cricket.
I like pie.
Pie's a good one. Mm-hmm. What type of pie?
I'm being so bland right now. Because I can't think of a tradition, man.
That's fine. It's really fair.
I just like the
ambiance.
Stages of preparation. Mm. Like listening to music in the morning and everyone looks like nice and in their fall outfits.
That's cute.
It's just a swell grand time.
That's actually something I find very funny about my Thanksgiving dinner is that we all show up in like sweatpants and huge t-shirts because I like it. I'm really always in my sweatpants because, like I said, we go for 24 hours, so I essentially bring one outfit for the whole time and no backpack. So, you know, I come with the clothes on my back.
Love it.
With that?
That's raw.
Oh, it's family.
Yeah.
Mia Familia, you know, from that show.
Mia Familia.
Have you never seen? No, have you never seen, what's it called? Cake Boss? At the end,
yeah,
he's like, this
yeah.
is my family.
Yeah,
Mia Familia.
I love Cake Boss.
It's okay. One time my sister and I went on a little summer bender and we watched like probably 100 episodes of Cake Boss in like less than a week.
That's the only way to do it.
Oh yeah, so good. So good. And my mom cut us off.
I miss Buddy Velasco. Is that his name?
I think he got arrested for something recently. And we'll be back with that after the next song.
Alright, this is The Wasp by The Doors.
Okay. Thank you everyone for humoring us. We hope you all have we'll say goodbyes. We'll say our goodbyes. But hope you have a good Thanksgiving weekend.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio and the Big B. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with plenty of precision, and a backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly in its brilliance, others mean and rueful of the Western dream. I love the friends I have gathered together in this thin raft. We have constructed pyramids in honor of our escaping. This is the land where the Pharaoh died. Negroes in the forest, brightly feathered, they are saying, forget the night, live with us in forests of azure. Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stone, immaculate. Now listen to this, I'll tell you about the heartache. I'll tell you about the heartache and the loss of God. I'll tell you about the hopeless night. About the fate of
tell you this, no eternal reward will forgive us now for wasting the dawn.
Thank you. Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do.
Everyone. So that was Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Ree.
I have a thought.
You say your thought.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, at mic four.
Sweet. We've been struggling with the mics today, particularly me.
It's confusing because here's the deal. Everyone who's not in the studio, obviously, it's hard to visualize. I'm here sitting at the computer, and on the right is Sophia. And so you would expect that mic two would be on the right, but alas, mic two is actually on the left. So confusing. Anyways, alas. But
I thought about Lou Reed. It was like recently, I realized that he's kind of an a-hole.
I could see that.
He's super narcissistic and self-absorbed and thinks that he's produced the great American novel, which, you know, would be the equivalent of his music.
Great American music.
And it's off-putting. Mm-hmm. Love his music. Not sure if I love him.
The art from the artist, as one might say.
Yes.
The age-old debate. Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I was going to play a song we have queued by Hugh Masekela, who's, like, an awesome jazz musician from South Africa, but I feel like talking about him, in order to talk about him properly and do him justice, it's going to have to be a longer conversation. So I'm not going to play that song. Instead, I'm going to play a fun fade-out. The Avalanches.
Okay,
If I Was a Folk Star. It's kind of another interlude song.
Ooh!
For finishing our show.
I do like an interlude song.
And on that note, this is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks so much for listening today.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Woo! Have a good holiday season. Thanks for listening. It's okay.
All right, we ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Bye.
Kana ndo komela disawele ke serame balis.
God damn, man.
Welcome once again.
Thank you. doing out there? How's your drive time commute?
Welcome to another episode of Epic Moth Time. My name is Danny, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The first song that I'm going to play on today's show is Paper Planes by MIA. Please enjoy. Thank you.